Hey, and welcome to the Lunar Light Worker podcast. This is your host, Zoe Whitehead, and my light mission at Lunar Light Worker is to support empathic light workers like yourselves to elevate your energy, sustain your frequency, and align with lunar, earth, and cosmic cycles to be your own visionary and step into your highest version of you. Hey, and welcome back to another week of the Lunar Light Worker podcast. And I hope you are all well, you beautiful moon lovers. Now, I know like me, you will have been feeling the intensity of this dark moon to the new moon rise this week, as obviously we are all sensitive to these energies, to these lunar frequencies. And the dark moon is a very potent phase of the lunar cycle. The ancients really understood this, and I always feel this, I always experience this phase, this particular time that occurs obviously every 4 weeks, as kind of like PMT, you know, that lead up to the you know, the bleed of the menstrual cycle. It always feels like that. I always feel really tense, and there's a lot of kind of insecurity rising. I feel my limitations, and I feel stuck within it all. And you know, I'm waking up for those few days in that phase, and I feel really anxious, you know. And so I felt guided to do this week's podcast about that, because this is something, even if you're listening to this and we've already passed this phase, this is something that occurs every 4 weeks. It's like that liminal space, that in-between space, the void, what we like to call the void. And I felt very guided to giving you my 6 ways to navigate this period. And this is a period that is not just the powerful lunar cycle that kind of throws us into these voids. It can be just cyclical within us anyway. So like I said, even if you're listening to this and we're not in that dark moon phase, you're going to be experiencing this regularly. And some of these guidance, these tips are really going to help you. So this week's podcast episode is called The Dark to New Moon and the 6 ways to navigate the void. So let's get stuck in. Let's talk about these energies. So we've also had Venus rising. Venus has been on the move, and as we know, she really impacts and influences us with her beautiful glow. And I believe we've been able to see her very brightly in the skies recently. And she influences and impacts our connections, our loves, our passions, and also our envies and jealousies, all of those things, you know, how we relate to others, how we can be intimate in our relationships, and all of those things. So she's been really bringing her brilliant glow to highlight these aspects within ourselves. And so you may have found that, especially over the last weekend, if you're listening to this currently when this podcast has come out, that there's been a bit of a glare, a bit of a notice around your relationships. Maybe you felt more envy, more jealousy, a bit more comparisonitis lately. So we've kind of had this in the mix of everything else going on. And if you felt any of these things, this is why you've been feeling this Venetian, as I say, it's probably not the right way to say it, but this Venus energy, this Venus influence recently. We've also had the dark moon at the beginning of this week. We've been in this dark moon phase. As I said, this comes around about every 4 weeks. It's about 2 to 3 day period where we're kind of in this void, this liminal space, these in-between spaces, like I said, where we feel those limitations rising. Now, in this phase, in this time, it's a really, really good idea to be paying attention to what is surfacing for you. It's so rich with information, this phase, and it is kind of a standstill phase. It feels like time is standing still and we feel like we're stuck in this phase for quite a long time, when really it's only a matter of days. But really what we need to be doing is recording, you know, writing down or just paying attention, focusing in, tuning in on what is rising for us, because this is giving us clues. This is giving us so much information about our repeated patterns, about our rigid beliefs, the erroneous beliefs that we have about ourselves, our inner narratives. It's opening up our shadow world. And we don't like to go there, do we? Because it feels uncomfortable, it feels unsettling. But like I said, this is giving us rich material, rich information, so that we can then, in that new moon phase, which directly follows the dark moon, we can start to set those intentions around what surfaced for us. Okay, so you can appreciate why it's important to be really, really attuned and aligned to these phases and what you can do with them, how to harness them, how to align to them, how to attune to them and use them for the higher good, so that you can really start to move forwards with your soul evolution, with your growth, and just, you know, feel more expansive rather than stuck and stagnant. So these are just some of the things, some of the little tips that I wanted to share with you in these potent phases. There's, you know, we hear a lot about the new moon, don't we, and the full moon. And I feel that the lunar cycle in all its phases will be bringing through massive influence. For me, the moon is one of the biggest influences, cosmic influences that we have. And it's so regular, it's so frequent, and it's every few days it's moving through a new astrological influence or a new phase in the cycle. And you know, it's constantly shifting. She's a constant in our lives. And it's something that I've noticed recently as well, is I was talking about this in the membership this week. I listen to a lot of medieval kind of literature. I love what we call historical novels, medieval and Tudor times, absolutely obsessed with those. And also I love all the Austen books, you know, those sort of novels, that sort of time as well. And it is incredible how many references there are to the moon, to the moon phases. And it sort of seems to underpin the narratives and the plots and the behaviours. It's really, really interesting. And what I also noticed from the Tudor times, that the kind of the novels and the books that I've been sort of listening to, is, you know, the kind of guidance and the faith that was put in astrologers that would come along and guide the kings and queens of the time, so that they knew when to go to war, when it was a time of peace, and all of these things. And I just find that really, really fascinating, that, you know, we were obviously rediscovering and reclaiming these gifts and this wisdom. But when you really start to, and this is what I found personally, is the more you deepen into and you decide to live with the lunar cycles, you deepen into the lunar cycles and you harness their influence and energy, and you look at the astrological influences, the more it makes so much sense, and you can really predict how you're going to feel and what aspects are going to be coming up for you, and really understand them on a whole deeper level, a whole different level, and do your inner work around that. And it's just a beautiful way to live. I find it so sovereign and in a way very relaxing and comforting to understand myself at this level and how I'm getting influence. And this is exactly what we do in the Lunar Lightworker membership. So you will, as a sister in the sisterhood, you will get that current energy. You will get to do this deep inner work with other like-minded people. And, you know, you've got everything you need, the beautiful devotional tools to help you navigate these ups and downs of these cosmic influences, these huge cosmic influences. And just in your own life, you learn to be more soul-led and sovereign and intuitive, and all of these beautiful divine attributes will really start to rise forth for you. So when we are in this void, let's go back to this kind of second half of this episode. We talked about the void and six ways to navigate this, because this, the void is a state, like I said, a liminal space. It's an in-between space. And we just, time kind of slows down and we are feeling all the feels, and it can be quite rocky and feel, it can feel a little bit unstable. It can put us in a bit of overwhelm. And one of the attributes of the dark moon is to surrender, and also to have gratitude, to count your blessings, because this is something that I do, a practice that I bring in around this time, and it really, really helps to support me. And for me personally, I get very pushed in this kind of stagnant way. I really, really feel it when I'm feeling stagnant, you know, when the time stops still and everything slows down and I feel like I'm not moving forward. I feel like I'm not expansive, and this really puts me in a spin. So I really have to consciously work with myself to navigate these phases. And because of this, and because I really felt this phase very keenly at the beginning of this week, I wanted to just share with you my six tips to help navigate, to help you navigate this void period. So obviously my first thing is going to be journaling. You know how I love my journaling, and I've started to do it really most evenings, and I sit in bed and I just empty my mind. And in the mornings as well, if I have time, I will, you know, reach out for my journal and I just write about how I'm feeling, channel down my content as well for the week often. And it kind of serves in all different ways. There are different ways to journal, but even just the course of writing, of channeling your thoughts, will really help. It clears your head before you go to sleep. In the morning, you will feel naturally lighter. So definitely do that. Spend time going within for inner reflection, introspection, and journaling. Second, number two tip, do not fuel your overwhelm. You know, it's so easy to tip into the overwhelm, to get carried away in the emotions that flare up over these times, over the dark moon time and the void. So just be really steady in that, be very aware, and do not allow yourself to go into that. You know, look at your inner narratives, your self-talk. What is it that you were telling yourself? Is this bringing up a lot of emotion for you? And just do not make that your main focus. You know, there is power in that decision. But equally, tip number three, and it may sound like I'm contradicting myself, but don't be afraid to lean into your discomfort. For me, that's been, and I always say this, this has been one of the most powerful practices, is allowing myself to feel what comes up. But I don't, it's, there's a real difference. I do not allow the thoughts to become part of my narrative, to become my reality, but I do allow myself to lean into the discomfort, because that allows it to dissipate. If I'm avoiding it and suppressing it, I'm not processing it. I'm so clear on that. So remember to try and do that. Tip number four, move towards the hope, move towards the more positive things. So this is where I start to count my blessings. You know, I look at what is working in my life as opposed to what's not working. And it's a shift. It's just me deciding to do that. And it may be two or three good things as opposed to a whole host of things that are going on in that moment that don't feel good to me. But just going, well, look, this is happening. This is so good. I can see this. And it will start to shift your focus. And that is really, really powerful. So counting your blessings. I think that's number four. I think so. Sorry if it isn't. I'm getting a bit confused with the numbers. I always get a little bit ungrounded when I'm talking in this way. So I think that was number four. But let's move on. Number five, So understanding that this is, you know, this is why I feel so passionately about delving into the moon influences and moon phases and the cosmic cycles and seasonal cycles, because I understand that this is transitory. I understand that. So I understand that the energetic impact is transitory. I'm not, what I'm feeling now, I'm not going to be feeling forever. And this kind of gives me peace and it helps me to navigate these, you know, these phases in a much more sovereign way. So, you know, just understanding the nature, the transitory, the temporary nature of these phases. And like I alluded to in the podcast, in this episode, is also, number six, also in the dark moon phase, pay attention to what rises, journal around it, record it, just remember it. And then use those to define your new moon. Because when you're in the dark moon, you know that in a couple of days time or days time or whatever, the new moon is coming. And that is the time to for fresh starts, new beginnings, and, you know, defining your new moon intentions. Okay, so these are six tips. I think they are six tips there for you to really help you to navigate that time of the void. I'm sorry about that background noise. Got the kids home here on the holidays. We've got the dogs that are all unsettled and they're just running down. So hopefully you didn't pick up that sound. If you did, it's just one of them shouting. So there we go. All right, my love. So I know this is going to really, really help you. I would love to hear back from you. What are your new moon intentions for this lunar cycle? And remember, we've got the Leo, the new moon rose in Leo, and it's still in Leo this at the time of recording this. So, you know, it's going to be a big, bold, brassy energy. It's about you really stepping up as the leader of your life. It's about you deepening into your purpose and what you're meant to be doing. And these will help also to define your intentions. And it will be interesting to see whether some of these new moon intentions are bigger than usual. That wouldn't be surprise me if they are. So let me know. Now, I've talked about the membership, the Lunar Lightworker membership. It is open. If you really want to deepen into these devotional moon practices and, you know, join our sisterhood, then you can find the link to the Lunar Lightworker membership in this week's show notes. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. We deeply appreciate this, with, you know, and obviously we'd love to hear back from you. Have a gorgeous week, and I'll be connecting in soon. See you. Bye.